The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In this week's parasha, Parash Kedoshim, the Torah tells us, "Leiselech Rochel Ba'amecha." The Torah puts next to each other in the same pasuk the Isser of Achilos and the Isser of Leisam al Dam Reecha. And we have to learn up what is the smichus of these two lavin. So the emes is that we find two distinct mahalchim in the Meforshei HaChumash, in the Rishonim and the Achreinim, to learn up this smichus ha-parshis. Dor Chaim HaKadosh learns that Loisam al Dam Reyecha is written next to Loiselech Rochel Ba'amecha in order to teach you the heter of Rechilus Atelus. L'sach etzival Rechilus, since the Torah commanded us not to speak Rechilus, Hisne boy, the Torah gave a tnai shelo yamid adam reyecha, that through your rechilos you should not put somebody else's life in danger. Shem ro kat achas shereitzim lutzayach. If you see a group of people who want to murder, chayiv lo hidi lebaldover, you have to go ahead and tell the baldover deshigatzos nafshay. V'lo yomer harei zel rechilos. Don't say this is rechilos. Basically, if you know that Reuven wants to kill Shimon, and you have the ability to go ahead and inform Shimon of Reuven's intention, by informing Shimon, Shimon will be able to take precautions that Reuven should not be able to kill him. You would think, look, what can I do? I'm stuck. I tell you, Asad Rechilis, I'm never allowed to go ahead and tell Shimon what Reuven wants to do to him. Of them, the pasuk says, "Leisamen al dam reyecha," that the Torah says that rechilus l'teelos is mutter, rechilus l'teelos is mutter, and that's the smichus between loyseilech rochel ba'amecha and loyisamen al dam reyecha. Now, in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is learning that the lav of loyseilech rochel ba'amecha is referring to rechilus. We're going to see as we proceed that it's a little bit of it's a machlekes rishonim, whether the lav l'seich rochel mecha is referring to rechilus only, or it's referring to lashon hara also. So the way the Orach Chaim HaKadosh learns up the smichus, what we're being matter over here is rechilus l'teilus. Rechilus l'teilus. Reuven wants to hurt Shimon. We go ahead and we tell Shimon that Reuven wants to hurt him. That would be rechilus. Leisam al dam reyecha is matter this rechilus l'teilus. In Teres Kehanim. So Teres Kehanim also learns up the smichus between Leiselech rochel ba'amecha and Leisam al dam reyecha, also to go ahead and to be matir to Elis. The Teres Kehanim is like this. Uminayin shem atu yedei loy edus. If you know edus for a person, she'en atu reshai lishtoik, you cannot be quiet. Talmud loymer loysam el adam reyecha. The Torah tells you loysam el adam reyecha. And then the Teres Kehanim goes on to say, uminayin im ro'iso tevea benor, oy listen bom olav, oy chayero bo olav, chayev atu latzila benafshe. How do we know that if you see your friend in danger, you have to actively go ahead and save him? Talmud loymer loysam el adam reyecha. And the Malbo here is Masber, that the Pshutei Shal Mikra of Leisam Adam Reyecha is, you see a person drowning, you're not allowed to stand by idly, you have to get yourself involved, and to save him. But from the Smichus, we darshan that if you know Eidos about it, you know Eidos for a person, and that Eidos is going to come out, that you're passing on negative information about the person who you are saying Eidos about. You know Reuven stole from Shimon, and now you want to go ahead to Bezdin, and you want to tell Bezdin that Reuven's a Gareth. That L'chaira is Lashon Hara. So the Mechilta learns up from the Smichus, L'Sav Adam Reyecha, that the same way you have to save his life, so too you have to go ahead and say Eidos. The Smichus is teaching us that Lashon Hara Lote'elos is Mutter. From the Tzir that Teres Kahanim brings, it seems that he's learning up that we're being Matir Lashon Hara Lote'elos. The Hainu, he understood that Nichlal in Leisedach Rochel Ba'amecha is the Isser of Lashon Hara also, and we're being Matir Lashon Hara Lote'elos. The way the Rechaim HaKadosh is written, he's being matter rechilus lotelos. The way the Teres Kahanim is written, it seems that we are being matter a case of Lashon Hara lotelos. You're telling somebody, you're telling Bezin that that person stole, you're telling Bezin some other negative information which could benefit a different person. Leisav Dam Reyecha is matter the Lashon Hara lotelos. Rav Shav Shofal Hirsch learns a different pshat in the Pasuk. We all know the Gemara Erechim. The Gemara Erechim teaches us that Rechilus is Lishnot Lisoi. It's called Lishnot Lisoi because it kills three people. Rechilus kills the one who says it, the one who it's said to, and the one who it's said about. And the big raya is Neivir Kahanim. Doeg HaDoimi tells Shaul HaMelech how Neivir Kehanim was nice to David, which Shaul did not appreciate. Therefore, what happened next was that Neivir Kehanim is wiped out. That's the one who the Lashon Hara was said about. Doeg, the one who said it, is Nitrad Ben HaOlam, and Shaul was Nenash because of the killing of the Kehanim. And that's Lishnat Lisoi, that's Gerim for people to get killed. That's what Rechilus is. Zok M'Shav Shaval Hirsch, Loiseilich Rochel Ba'amecha, Loisam Adam Reyecha, Ani Hashem. Loiseilich Rochel Ba'amecha is a lav not to hurt another Yid, not to be Gerim a Misa to another Yid, Begroma. You're not killing him B'Yadayim. It's only through the words that you say that it's going to become a fight. And therefore, you're causing harm to another person, bigroma, because of the fight which is being caused. And the Torah tells you, you may not speak rechilus, you may not damage another Jew, bigroma, even shaloi bigroma. Even if you were the geyer klal o klal, but you see him getting in, you see him getting hurt, you have to go ahead and save him. In other words, Nelyumi boy, you're not allowed to be Gurim him a Hezek, but if you see him be Hezek, which has nothing to do with you, you have to go ahead and you have to rescue him. That's the Smichas Ha Parshis. The way of Shasha Fal Hirsch learns that the Leisaban Al Damrei Echa is telling you that, or is bringing out that aspect of Lashon Hara, of Rechilus, sorry, the aspect of Rechilus, that Rechilus can cause people to get hurt. And the Pasuk, by putting the Smicha, is telling you, don't only be Geirim Hezek, but even protect from Hezek. So in the Leisama Dam Reyecha, besides for the flow of the Pasuk, not only be involved in Gram Hezek, but Fakert, even you have to go ahead and save a person from Hezek that you were in Geirim. So in that flow, it brings out the gewaltige chaymer ha'isser of Leiseilich Rochel Ba'amecha, that is Geirim Hezek. And that's the way the Rambam Kipshutei learns. The Rambam learns that the lav of Leiseilich Rochel Ba'amecha is going on Rechilus, it's not going on Lashon Hara. Ha'miragel b'chaveray, oivir b'leisasei, shnemer Leiseilich Rochel Ba'amecha. The Rambam learns up that the reason why Leisam al Dam Reyecha is put next to Leiseilich Rochel Ba'amecha is to bring out that we're dealing with protection of lives. The lav Leiseilich Rochel Ba'amecha is put next to Leisam al Dam Reyecha because both of those Leisaseis are associated with saving Jewish lives. Eze Rochel, Zeshetayin Dvarim Ohelich Mizeh Lezeh. the Rochel is somebody who is Tayin Dvarim, Vahiluch Mizelazeh, Va'imer Kach Omer Pliny, Kach V'Kach Shemati Al Pliny, that you go ahead and you tell one person what another person said about him, what another person did to him, Afal Pishu Emes Harezim Machar V'Zeh. That's what Rechilus is. Tayin Dvarim Mizelazeh. The Rambam teaches up the Tayin Dvarim Mizelazeh, the Rochel. According to the Ramban, Rechilus comes from the Lashon of a peddler, someone who's peddling words. According to Rashi, it's a Lashon of Regel, a person who is going from place to place with his luggage. But the Ramban teaches up the Mizelazeh has to do with you're bringing the information, you're peddling the information about Reuven to the person who cares. That's where the peddling is. You're telling Shimon what Reuven did to him, said about him, wanted to do to him. That's the Zelazeth. That's the peddling. That's where you're going from place to place. And the lav is the lav on Rechilus. And the Ram goes on to say that besides Rechilus, there's an oven gadol which is even more chomer than Rechilus. The Ram says, Yesh oven gadol mizeh admoid. There's another Avera, which is greater than the Isser of Rechilus, and that is the Isser of Lashon Hara. The Rambam looks up, the Lashon Hara is more chomer than Rechilus, and therefore, according to the Rambam, although the Torah is written, wrote Beferish Alav of Rechilus, but Lashon Hara is a Kal V'Chomer. Why is Lashon Hara more chomer than Rechilus? So the Achrayim say various mahalachim. One mahalach is that a person speaks Rechilus, so the Baal HaRechilus has some sort of personal gain. The reason why he's telling Reuven what Shimon did about him, said about him, the reason why he's snitching to Reuven is he wants to find favor in Reuven. He wants to find favor in Reuven's eyes. So therefore he goes ahead and he says negative things about Shimon to Reuven. He's trying to chanf up Reuven. He has a personal gain. Masha'enkein was to get to Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara to go stand spread bad things about people. What type of personal gain do you have by spreading bad things about other people? Stam ha'ashchosas ha'nefesh, stam ha'ashchosas ha'midas, putting other Yidden down, looking at negativity for other Yidden, that type of stuff the Rebbe Yisrael doesn't appreciate. And therefore it's aggressive ha'ashchosas ha'midas, where you gain absolutely nothing from the Lashon Hara, and therefore the Rambam holds Lashon Hara is more chomer. There's no personal gain. Others say that by Rechilus, so even though you're misguided, but there's more of a kavanah to tell us. You think that really Reuven should know what Shimon said about him. So the shtickle, you need to tell us. But stop to go ahead to spread. This guy's a tzaddik, this guy's a rasha. Nothing to do with you, it's nothing to do with anybody. All you're going ahead is saying negativity about Klal Yisrael that the Rebbe Yisrael doesn't like. And therefore that Isser is aggressor, hashchosa in the midas from a mensch. And therefore Lashon Hara is more chomer than Rechilus in the hashchosa sanefesh. This is the sheet of the Ram, that the Ram holds that Lashon Hara is more chomer than Rechilus, and the Lav Leiseich Roch Mecha is going on Rechilus, and it includes Lashon Hara in the Kal V'Chomer. If Rechilus is awesome in the Raisa, Lashon Hara is Loi Kol Shekin. The Raivin of an art argues, and the Raivin says that Rechilus is more chomer than Lashon Hara. Rechilus, the Gemara calls this Klisoi. Rechilus kills more people than Lashon Hara. And therefore the Ravid is massing on the Rambam that Rechilus is more Chomer than Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim tells that if Rechilus is more Chomer than Lashon Hara, so where Bechlal do we know that Lashon Hara is Aser? Where's the Pasuk which goes ahead and asks Lashon Hara? L'chaira, if Rechilus is more chomer, just because I have a pasuk by Rechilus, the Torah asks Rechilus to ask what's more chomer, but mechatesa to asa the kal to asa lashon hara. So the Chofetz Chaim in Be'er Mayim Chaim klal aleph ois dalet, he shtels on this kasha. What is the makar of the Isser of Lashon Hara, according to the Ravid. And he says, basically, two Mahalchim. One Mahalch, he says, is that the Makar is from someplace else. Either from Lavli, Sisa Shem Hashav, which you dash in Le Sasi, or Makar Eu Bisaser, which is going on Lashon Hara, Zohar Esa Shaz Hashem Lakech Lemiriam, that we learn it out from other Psukim. Chavetz Chaim then asks L'chayr if we have other psukim to ask Lashon Hara, so why can't we ask the Rechilus Mikal V'chayr? So the Chavetz Chaim says several tirutzim. One of them is that L'seilich Rachel Pasha Mishas Hiluchai, he's hiktim ragav la'aveira, to start going ahead and say the Rechilus, he's already over in Issa D'Raisa Mishas Hiluchai. That's one Mahal that Chavetz Chaim says, that the Mekar of the Issa Lashon Hara is from a different pasuk. But the second Mahalach, which the Chavetz Chaim says, is that could be, and he learns that Rashi and the Ramban of Chumash basically say this, is that the words Leiselech Rochel Vamecha is not limited to what we call Rechilus. In other words, Rechilus is peddling. Rechilus is peddling. And the way the Rambam learnt up the Lav of Rechilus, what you're peddling is, you're going mizel lezeh, you're telling Ruvain what Shimon said about him. But Rashi seems to learn that the passing on of negative information to another person can also goofa be called peddling. Rashi says, Leiselech Rochel, Rashi says, Ani Aymer al Shem Shekol Mishalche Madonim, all those who make fights, that's the Chara Rechilus, who Misapri Lashon Hara, Holkim Mibati Re'em L'Ragel, they go to see, they go to spy, they go to, from place to place to get the information and to pass their information. So it's the traveling and the spying which one needs to go ahead and to transfer information, which is what the Torah is referring to when it says, L'Seilich Rochel Ma'amecha. And that spying and transferring is Aser. And spying and transferring, Taka has two forms. One form is Rechilus, when you're telling Reuven what Shimon did to him or about him or said about him, making a fight, that's Madonim, and also stop the spreading of negative information also needs the same research and the same developments. And the Ramban, the Chofetz Chaim points out, Be'etzem learns the same way. The Lav of the Seilech Rochel Hamecha, the peddling, is nikra more on this gathering of information. Ki a reichel a peddler, heilech kalayim, kainim ikan, he buys over here, heilech umeichem kainim zacherim, he sells what he bought elsewhere. And that's ba'amecha, he's heilech b'rabim. The Rochel ba'amecha is somebody who is searching, peddling, buying, selling. And therefore, both Lashon Hara and Rechilus can be nichol in this description. And therefore, the Ravid learned up that both Lashon Hara and Rechilus are in the Pshutai Shel Mikra. Mashenki, the Rambam learned that the Pshutai Shel Mikra is going on Rechilus only. The Rambam says it. The way the Rambam teaches up is going on the Ritzicha of Rechilus. The Torah from the Sam Da'amriyecha is Megala, that the Pshutai Shel Mikra is going on Rechilus. Lashon Hara is a Kal V'chaymer. The Ravid learns that either Lashon Hara is from elsewhere or Torah is Rechilus, but you can learn like the Rashi and the Ramban that any peddling, both Lashon Hara and Rechilus, are Nichlal in this Lav, and the Smichus of Leisav Da'Reyecha, learn like the Teres Kehanim, that it's coming to tell you that L'Te'eles, there is no Isser of Lashon Hara or Rechilus, like the Teres Kehanim learns. I just wanted to be Meisif, a few Pratim, which can be Negei, even Halacha L'Meisa, in the Inyanim of Lashon Hara and Rechilus. We mentioned earlier that the Rambam learns Lashon Hara is bigger than Rechilus, and the Yisrael of Lashon Hara is HaMesaper B'Gnus Chaveirei Afal Pisho Emes, somebody who says over the Gnus of his friend, even if it's perfectly true, that is considered to be Lashon Hara. The Rebbe Yisrael doesn't want Klal Yisrael to be portrayed negative, for anything negative about a Yid to be brought out. In fact, Chofetz Chaim says, that even if a person knows for sure that the fellow who the Lashon Hara is being spoken about is not going to have any hezek whatsoever from the Lashon Hara, he knows that the one who he's saying to is not going to believe him. He knows that the one who he's saying to is not going to go ahead and look down at that other person whatsoever. But still, there's an aveir ben adam l'makim to go ahead and speak Lashon Hara. The Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't want negativity about Klal Yisrael discussed or spoken about. But the Chafetz Chaim points out that if you look in the Rav Malacha Hey, there's another area of Lashon Hara. And that is, the Rambam says, HaMisaper Dvarim, somebody who says words, SheGurimim, which those words cause, Im Nishmu Ish Bipi Ish, if they're going to be heard from one person to another person, it's going to cause LaHazik L'Chaveri, for a person to have a Hezek, the Gufay of a Mayne, financial loss, a physical Hezek, V'afil L'Hotzer Lo'ya L'Afchidai, even to sort of box them in and scare him, HaRez Eloshen Har. Causing a person any anguish by spreading information about him is also considered to be Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim points out that even if it's not negative, it doesn't have to be negative in order for it to be Lashon Hara. But if this information is going to cause tsar or pachad or hezek to another yid, so then that is also usur because of Lashon Hara. But here the Chafetz Chaim points out that it's a big chilek. Because over here, it's only usur if you are Mishair that the person might come Lidei Hezek Pachad or Biish. But if you're Mishair then no bid will come out, so then it's not gonna be usur. When you're speaking Bignus Chaveray, you're speaking something negative, so then the Torah doesn't want you to say it. Even if nothing bad is gonna come out. But the Torah doesn't want you to talk about Yidden like that. So I've under the mocking. Masha Enkein, even if it's not bad, if the other person can have any detriment from it whatsoever, that would still be considered to be Lashon Hara. But over there, if you're Mishar Lechatchila, that no detriment comes out, and could be even if you were Mishar Lechatchila, but if Lemaisa, no detriment came out, so then it would not be an Aveira, not be an Adol Makim, and not be an Adol Chaveira, and therefore, if you're Mishar Lechatchila, no bed will come out, you would be allowed to say it. And if you're Mesupik, and Lamaisa, no bed came out, although you shouldn't have said it, but Lechayer, there's no Chi of Tshuva, not be an Adol Makim, or be an Adol Chaveira. Now, there is a fascinating Chafetz Chaim at the end of Hilchos Rechilos, and he's talking about telling him a chutin, the madrega in learning of his chasin or his potential chasin. Now, in the way that the Chafetz Chaim is writing, it's not applicable to the way we make shidduchim today. But in those days, it was common that if you wanted to know how big of a talmid chacham a bacha was, you brought him to the local mecham to feherb. And the Chafetz Chaim says that even if you know the potential chassan is not as big a talmid chacham as he's made out to be, you are not allowed to go ahead and to share that information with the potential shver, because it's iu da'af sadav shei. He took upon the risk upon himself. He messed himself up. He should have sent the guy for a mechina, and since he did not send the guy for the mechina, so then it's a raya that he is nisratza bedover. It's a raya that he was maskim to take him no matter what he really is, which is bechlal yisoid. If there's an indication that a person buys a certain product, gets involved in a certain relationship, and you know that he did not do due research, and he did not research it in the typical manner, so then one would not be allowed to share negative information to become that good Samaritan, because he didn't do due process, apparently he doesn't care, and therefore you do not have to be firmer than him, unless it's mamash agedele samal dam reyecha. But for the regular ups and downs within range, or really a little bit less than range, it would be usur to share that information, because we take his lack of involvement as a sign of ritzoyed acceptance. But what's fascinating over here is that the Chafetz Chaim says that, let's say the shver would have taken it for her, and now the potential chassan who wants that chinuch very, very badly, it falls short. So even so, it's not considered to be Lashon Hara for the Beichnim to go ahead and to share that information with the father, because he was disratza medav lechatchila. They were both maskim. When he went into the Feher, he was maskim that they were going to go ahead and speak negative about him, if it's indeed true. The Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim points out that the Beitim have to be 100% truthful. They have to say it over exactly the way it is and not be Magdal. And also, you know, since level of learning can be subjective, so therefore you have to know very well what exactly is the Mechut looking for. But they have to give over the information in truth. Of course, using Yishev Hadas to figure out what is the subjective emes over here. And because of the klal that shteim nisratzim b'davar, and even chayshim mishpat in Yoni Mamnus, we find such a case. There's a tshuva sarosh, two people are wrestling, one act over the other, and when he fell on top of him, he ended up rachmana l'tzlan blinding him. And the rosh paskin is brought in Shulchan Aruch that the mazik did not have to pay the nizik, because when one entered the duel, the wrestling match, it was Aldas Kane. He would be misratza to be Michael if he gets hurt by the other party, because everyone knows that wrestling matches are dangerous and things can happen which are even unexpected, even more than the actual wrestling, and therefore stay in misratza bedover. You know, two Pachmer playing basketball, one by mistake breaks the other one's glasses, he's Potter, Shnei in misratza bedover. In Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Beis, Chuvanun Beis. So the shaila over there, which was asked by Dr. Abrams, Nishras Avram, is that it's common in the hospitals that a resident has a report written up by him, a resident, an intern, has a report written up by him by the head of the department, the head of the division, which will comment on his positive and negative qualities and how he's progressing in his work. And this is not only written by it's not written directly by the head physician, but generally it's dictated to a member of the staff. And therefore the information is shared even further. And the question is, why is this mutter? Why is this not usher of Chazal Lashon Hara? And since Eliezer, the Valdom regrets that it's because of Savar V'Kibbel. Shnein Nisratz V'Dover, when the person took the job, he knew that this was the Rotzen, this was the understanding in which he's working. And then, as long as all those involved keep it only to themselves, and they say MS, and they use a subjective measuring what exactly is truly to be expected, so then it would be mutter to go ahead and to write these reports, because otherwise the whole system can't operate, and anybody who enters the system al das kein. And this leads us to various reviews, let's say on Amazon, of certain products that at a certain level one can say that he was nisratzeh when he entered to do business in such a manner, to allow negative reviews. They have to be honest, truthful, and they have to be subjectively correct, with few of the true expectations, and not mitzad sinna, and not mitzad disappointment. But at some level, since he was ever entered the business al das kein, and that would not present a iser of lashon hara. Now, when one speaks Lashon Hara L'Tay Eles, so the speaker of Lashon Hara is allowed to speak Lashon Hara L'Tay Eles. However, the halacha is that the one who listens to the Lashon Hara is only allowed to be Cheshesh, but not to believe it. And the Chafetz Chaim writes very clearly that Cheshesh means to take protective measurements, not to go ahead and take any action against the person. As far as we know, the person still has his true, full-blown Cheskos Kashrus. The Gemara tells us in Mesechtas Nida that there were B'nai Glila which came to Rabbi Tarfon, and they asked Rabbi Tarfon to hide them from the government. Rumor had it that they were Reitzchim, that they had killed somebody. Rabbi Tarfon said that since there is a rumor that you have killed somebody, you should go hide yourself. I cannot hide you. And the Tosfos brings down for the Shultas that the Pshat is that on the Tzad, that they were Reitzchim, had Rabbi Tarfon to be caught by the government for harboring these murderers, so then Rabbi Tarfon himself would be punished by the government. And the Chofetz Chaim is medayik from there, that had he not had a consequence of have the suffix of a potential loss, then even though he, that if he wouldn't have had a chashash that he's going to get in trouble, he would have hid them. He would have treated them just like an erlich yid who is being chased from the government shaloi kedin, and he would have actually hid them. According to Rashi's Girsa, even if he wouldn't have hid them, but al kopanim, he gave them advice to go ahead and to hide themselves, and we see that there is no heter to go ahead and treat the person any differently. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down Shuvas Marik, that there was a woman who started a rumor that a certain respectable individual had done some Isurim with her, and the Kehillah took it very much to heart. They didn't allow the person to get an Aliyah, and the Marik writes that it's 100% wrong. Until it's proven, Chashash is only for protection, but to go ahead and to take any issue, any steps against that person, that would be usher. And the Chofetz Chaim brings a Meridik Madani Yontif. The Madani Yontif says that this that we know, that it's mutter to be cheshish, to protect yourself, so that we know from the story of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was cheshish, protected himself. The way we know that a person has the right to be cheshish for Lush, to say over Lashon Hara, and to protect others is because Yochanan heard that Yishmael wanted to kill Gedaliah, and he went ahead and he told it over to Gedaliah. So you see that Yochanan, although he only heard the Lashon Hara from other people, but he had the right to believe it enough to be chayshish for the Lashon Hara, and therefore, not only had Yechanan been told that Yishmael wants to kill him, he would be allowed to be chayshish, but when he heard he's allowed to go ahead and kill Gedaliah, so he's allowed to be chayshish and tell Gedaliah, say over the Lashon Hara, in order to protect Gedaliah. Although he can't believe it, but he's allowed to go ahead and take protective measure. The Madani Yontif says the reason why one takes a protective measure is because of the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha. There is no iser of Leisavn Al Dam Reicha in such a case. Wherever one is not 100% sure that he is being matzel, there is no Leisavn Al Dam Reicha. Chofetz Chaim is matzel that later on. And since over here is something you heard from somebody else, the etzem, it's a suffix, therefore there is no Leisavn Al Dam Reicha, and therefore the whole reason to go ahead and to do it is because of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha. Zokta Chofetz Chaim, since the whole heter is based on Vahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, and the person who you speak the Lashon Hara about, as far as we know, he's still a Kasher Yid, and we have Mekabel Eidus against him in Beis Din, the same way there's a mitzvah of Vahavta L'Reicha Kamecha about the person who you're saying the Lashon Hara to, so too there's a mitzvah of Vahavta L'Reicha Kamecha on the person who you're saying the Lashon Hara about. So therefore, if we have a situation where there's going to end up being a hezek to the one who you're speaking the Lashon Hara about, the Chofetz Chaim paskins, that it would be usher to go ahead and to speak Lashon Hara. Because again, we're being driven by the Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, my chazus, you should have Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha on the alleged victim. Maybe you should have a hathere chamecha on the alleged perpetrator. And therefore, if you're dealing with a person
who's going to go ahead and take matters into his hands, bashmutz, say negative information about the nidan, there would not be a heter of Lashon Harlo to Ellis in such a way. The whole heter is only in a case where all that's going to come out is a act of protection. However, where we are going to go ahead and ruin the life of the alleged perpetrator, there is no heter to go ahead and to say over Lashon Hara in such a case. Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Chilus Klal Tes has a situation where that situation is also a situation of Suffolk. The situation over there is that you know that Reuven wants to hire a particular person to go ahead and to be his Masharis, to work for him. And you know that years ago, that particular person has stolen from a former employee. You do not know, employer. You do not know if he did tshuva. You do not know if he gave back the money. You don't know. But you know that he, at one time he has stolen. However, you do not know if this information is pertinent to this innovation, this negeh. And you want to go ahead and tell over this information to the current, potential employer. And over there, the Chofetz Chaim says very clearly that if you're in a place where once this information is sent over, then that people are going to be mefarsin this person as a ganef, and they're going to cause him a lot of damage. They're going to say he's the worst person in town. And in mitzvah roitzvil chaldavar, zokta chavetz chayim, that it's usher to go ahead and to speak lashon hara even with the LS, because your pasha being zeirechetz al yidei diburai. He says v'makim acher narach b'zeh. So if a person is mesupik of his lashon hara is relevant, so then he is still relevant, even if he's saying it to LS, if he knows that a bigger damage is going to come out than just chashash ba'alma, it's usher to go ahead and to say that lashon hara. And the Chofetz Chaim goes on to say that there's another case of Suffolk. The case of Yechanan, where the person didn't hear it himself, didn't know about it himself. He heard it from someplace else. So there the Chofetz Chaim is wondering that if I only heard it from someplace else, may Chetesed should go ahead and be mutter to go ahead and to say it, if there's even a Chashash Hefzid. In other words, right now we said that if you know the information yourself, but it happened in a previous matziv, and you don't know if it's still damaging, if it's vada going to call out a hefsid, you can't say it. But you're allowed to say it, even if l'maisa, it's going to be mizgalgal, could potentially come out a hefsid. No, no. But if it's only something you heard secondhand, the Chofetz Chaim says if you only heard secondhand, there's no lavli samal al dam reyecha. So therefore, since there's no lavli samal al dam reyecha, so therefore, the Chofetz Chaim, he goes back and forth, and he does allow you to say it, even in a case where it could come out, potentially, down the line, a hefsid to the nidain, but al kolponim v'oifin, even that, the Chofetz Chaim is unclear of. But what's coming out of the ma'isa is, chashash is mutter, but if you want people to tell you lashon hara, which is for your benefit, you have to have a very, very closed and sealed lips. Because if you're a type of person that you're going to go ahead and spread it and look at the person totally puzzled, like a total goner, so then to such a person, one cannot speak Lashon Hara, and the one who is the loser is the one who does not know how to keep his mouth shut when people share with him negative information, because al pi halacha it may be usher to go ahead and to share negative information. And this nekuda can be very negaya, because a lot of these online reviews, if you're going to go ahead and destroy the person, like a chetz, especially where it's not 100% negative, especially in a case where it's slightly subjective, to go ahead and totally destroy the person is a chetz. That's usher. The heter of Te'elis does not apply in such a way. the heter of te'elos is goes ahead, that the person could go ahead and be chayish lashon hara. You could tell somebody else that he shouldn't get taken in by this person. But to go ahead and to post it online in a way which is going to destroy the other person, there is no heter of lashon hara te'elos when you are being zayr k'chetz. If the information, refrat, where the information is subjective, where the information is a little bit of geder suffik, it's a case where a person had a bad experience with a particular product. It doesn't mean that the service is always bad. It doesn't mean the products are always bad. It doesn't mean that the customer service is always bad. And therefore, it's a case of a suffik. In such a case, there's only an heitz alachosh to go destroy the person. There is no heter in such a case. I just want to be mesayim with one more very important nekuda. The Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Yud, when he's going through the various tnaim which are necessary in order to be matter speaking Lashon Hara L'Telas, so one of the tnaim is Sheyechavin L'Telas, that he should have kavana for Telas. Not that he's going to be nene from the pagam, and not because of a previous hatred that he has. Ber Mechaim brings us the Makar. He brings the Rabbeinu Yonah. And then he says, Umilsa the Mistavra. It's a very logical thing. He says, that the reason why the Rabbeinu Shleim was upset at the Goyim who started with Klal Yisrael, even though L'chaira, had the Rabbeinu Shleim not been gazer that raw, so then the Goyim wouldn't be able to touch the Yidin Klal Uklal. So why is the Rabbeinu Shleim going ahead and being upset at the Goyim? L'chaira, it's a gzeira from the Rabbeinu Shleim. The Teretz is because they're not being mechavin to do with Dvar Hashem. They're being mechavin for our te'elos that through this Klal Yisrael shall have a kiyum, shall have the kfaras of theirs. They're doing it because they're sinner. So you see klar that someone does because of tzina, even though there is te'elos, that person gets punished, and that's the Chofetz Chaim's raya, that a person has to go ahead and be mechavin l'te'elos. If the person is mechavin for sinna, so then, b'chai gavna, there is no heter of te'elos. The problem is that, so again, the mashmoyz the Chofetz Chaim would be that if you are not mechavin l'te'elos, then it's absolutely usur to go ahead and to say the lashon hara, and it would seem that the nizik would have to go ahead and sustain the hezik, because you right now do not have a heter of speaking lashon hara l'te'elos. The problem is in Hilchos Rechilos, where the Chofetz Chaim is talking about speaking Rechilos L'Te'elos. So over there also the Chofetz Chaim says, Sheyechavin Rak L'Te'elos, the Hainu L'Salak HaNezokin Mizeh, that you did Bechav L'Te'elos and M'Salak Nezek, the Loi Mitzad Tzina Shekin Egdei. So over here there's also Ber Mayim Chaim. And the Ber Mayim Chaim says that V'ein Kavada Seyre Befrat Zeh, I don't mean over here that if you're not mechavon te'elos, then you're putter from going ahead and giving over the negative information. Because the pasuk says, Leisabal dam reyecha. And even if all you're doing is saving the person money, there's still an asar of Leisabal dam reyecha. Ach kavod aseinu shiachriach es atzbei beis hasipur. A person has to work on himself as shas hasipur. Lechavon te'elos bloi b'tzatzina. Kal yideze yigander al atzbei memele isi rechilas. That a person has to go ahead and has to misgaber on his teva. He has to go ahead and be misgaber on his teva. And he has to go ahead and figure out how to say it's l'te'elos. Later on also in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, where he's talking about a case of a person who wants to go into a store and he knows for sure that he is going to be cheated by the store owner, and somebody wants to point it out to him and tell him not to go ahead and to go in. So the Chofetz Chaim says that a person has to be sure not to go ahead and say it mitzad sinah, And he asked, the Chofetz Chaim asks, that we have a sma in Siman Tov Tov Aleph in Chayesh Mishvot, which talks about a place where someone's being roidif after somebody else to hurt him, and you want to go ahead and be matzil, the nirdif from the roidif, but you're being mechavin that you really don't like that roidif. So the sma holds that it's taka asa to do. And the Taz holds that it's mutter, but the Taz holds that it's mutter. So over here, the Chofetz Chaim says that the Taz is not really going to help you, because usually if you have Negius, you're going to go ahead and you're going to be Magdil, the Isser, greater than it really is. But if a person will be Maimon al Nafshay, that even he'll know what he's saying is 100% true, and he'll say it as is, it would seem that according to the Taz, he'd be allowed to say it, even though there's a dual Kavanah. So the question is, why, when we're speaking of Lashon Hara L'Te'elis, did the Chofetz Chaim over there seem to tell you that the Chavos L'Te'elis is not enough, and therefore, if you can't be Mechal L'Te'elis, you have to know you're going to be punished, and the Mashmois is that you should not go ahead and to say it. So they bring that the Chilik is Pashut. That in the case in Hilchos Lashon Hara, we're saying Lashon Hara Te'elis, we're talking about that the Te'elis is not Borer. The Te'elis is that people might be able to help out. There's an element of Suffolk, whether the person is going to be saved. The person will have a Te'elis, it'll be Gana Payale Ovens, therefore the person will desist in the future, so he wants people to look up to him. These type of non-Fleshik Te'elises. So over there, there is no mitz, there is no lav of leisam al dam reyecha. And if you look good on the Chofetz Chaim, when the Chofetz Chaim talks about in Hilchos Lashon Hara that you know that somebody hurt somebody else, stole from somebody else, and now you want to go ahead and say over because hopefully you can help him to get back the thing that was stolen. The Lashon of the Chofetz Chaim is yochel lesaper adorim l'zeilim. You are allowed to say over to Bnei Adam. You're allowed to. Rabbi Chaim says, Tzarech, Al Kaponim is not a chiv, you're not a chiv leisam al dam reyecha. It's yochel. You're allowed to. Since there's no chiv leisam al dam reyecha, if there's any shemetz iser on your part, so then it's absolutely usher to go ahead and say it over if you're not mechavel te'elis. However, in the case of Los Rechilos, we're talking about a clear te'elis. The person is going to walk into the store and we are 100% sure that he's going to get cheated by that storekeeper. Or a person is about to go into a shidduch and we know that he's going to have a hezek from the shidduch. And you have that information. So over there, since it's for sure there's going to be a hezek, so now you have a chiv to inform him. If you have a chiv to inform him, now you have a itzel leisam adam riechas. Now you have a very serious problem. Because according to the Sma, if you're going to be mechav in Lassina, even though you're mechuyev to go ahead and do it, you're not allowed to do it because the Isser of Lashon Hara, Rechilos, Hezek will go ahead and take over from the mitzvah of Hatzalah. According to the Taz, you are allowed to do it, but only if you don't even make it a masher worse. There you have no choice but to go ahead and to be mitzi the Sinah Milvavcha and to go ahead and to say it over. So when there's a clear positive to Ellis, which will for sure come to fruition, so there, it must be revealed, and you have to get rid of that Sinah. It seems that if you can't get rid of the Sinah, the Chofetz Chaim holds that you still can't say it. Because you can, just because if you'll be over an Isser, Shev al Tasa Adif, and that'll be the Basharet Kite, as if you didn't know about it. But you have a Chi of Gomer to make sure the Sinah from your heart, say it over 100% truthful, also Samadan Riecha. But if the Ellis is not 100% Baruch, they look at his Pele Oven, you don't know if he's actually going to go ahead and give it back. So there, the Dibur is only a Rishus. And then, if you cannot be Mechavel to Ellis, then you're best off just leaving it over. Someone else will take care of it. Or if no one takes care of it, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will have to take care of it. Just wanted to be meisif to Nekudas. First of all, that the lashon of the Be'er Mer Chaim is kivin de ikar kavod osay l'te'elas. It seems that even if the guy didn't make himself 100% shein shemayim, as long as he's 100% truthful, that will be enough. There's also a geshmak of art from the Kleisenberg Rebbe Divrei Yatziv. He wants to say that even though the Taz holds that when you're matzel the nirdaf from the raidif, the Taz holds that even if you're mechaven machmas sinna, it's mutter since you're doing a maisa atzalah. But zokdei v'yatziv, that's only over there where it's clear in the maisa you're doing a maisa atzalah. What's making it aser? What's making it aser is the kavana. So since what's making us the kavana doesn't have the ability to go ahead and to turn over the maisa to become a maisa iser. What I'm doing is I'm saying and passing on negative information about a Jew. And therefore, the mice is a mice aser. It's only the kavana, which is mahapach, the mice to a mice aser. So therefore, the Riyatsev learns up that if you cannot say it to Elis, there's absolutely no heter to go ahead to say it, even according to the Taz, even if it's going to be 100% emes, because the Maisa Kishula Atzma is a Maisa Isser. But Al Kolponim, Hanagel, Yenenu, one has to go ahead and be Mechal Te'elas in a place where it's only a heter to say the Lashon Hara. So then, best off, if you're not Mechal Te'elas, let it go. But on the other hand, if it's a clear Te'elas, then you're Mechuyiv to go ahead and say it. Mechuyiv to go ahead and to work on your Midas. And if you can't, it would seem that it's also to say. Obviously, a person learning these halachas has to have a large degree of emunah mitachon. Ultimately, the Rebbein Shlom is the one who watches. Ultimately, the Rebbein Shlom is the one who protects. Ultimately, it's the Rebbein Shlom who tells us and decides what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. And the same way many negative shidduchim take place, Rahman al-Atslan, because nobody has the information. So, too, if the only person who has the information is a person who cannot be mechavim l'teles, the Rebbei Yishtalim takes care of his world, and that's the responsibility and the chrayis of the Rebbei Yishtalim to run the world. Our job is to keep Torah mitzvahs. The Rebbei Yishtalim is a bezundra sinna on somebody who speaks negative about Kol Yisrael. Tzadikim, the Sefer HaChinuch says, they look positive at the world, not negative at the world. Tzadikim, I hear to you, Mar B'Shalim, I hear to go ahead and to exude positivity as opposed to negativity. That's our achrayas, to operate within the framework of the halacha. What's going to be? Gen is going to be genizik. Isn't it kedai that he should be genizik to eat if he's going to be totally bashmutzed? Doesn't he have the right to protect himself, to be chayshish? That's all the incorrect way of looking at the world around us. The Rebbei Yishtalim runs the world. Many people have had atzalas, shaloi b'yidiyasam. Many people, Rahman al-Islam, have had tsaras and bad things happening to them through other people without their yidiya. Our job is to mix in. When the Torah tells us to mix in, that's our achrayas. But ultimately, it's our achrayas to let the Rebbei Yishtalim run his world and for us to do and operate within the parameters and the framework which halacha, which the Torah allows us and commands us to do so.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.